Hey, welcome to the Walk On Podcast. As I record this, we've just learned of the name of another man who has unjustly died under the knee of a police officer. Protests are going on all across the nation in response to the outrage of this incident. I see more division among my friends and people in this country than I can remember in my lifetime. As I record this, our country is still in the middle of a pandemic, trying to figure out what it looks like to reopen and how we operate in this new normal, with confusion and questions and unknown answers. And so facing these situations, I find myself often not knowing how to respond, not knowing what the answers are to my questions, not knowing how to proceed. I have found a starting point in the biblical practice of lament. Lament is a form of prayer where you bring to God all the things that you see around you, all the things you're grieving, all the pain you've experienced, all your frustrations and all your hurt, and you acknowledge before God that it shouldn't be this way, and you invite Him into that process. To be honest, lament is a bit of a foreign topic for our American culture that often elevates optimism and elevates action and immediate response. But in Scripture, lament is a common practice. When you read through the Psalms, nearly one-third of all the Psalms are Psalms of lament. Psalms like Psalm 10, 13, and 77 are great examples. There's an entire book of Lamentations that contain the prophet Jeremiah's laments over the actions of his people. And you even see lament in the life of Jesus in the New Testament. Lament acknowledges that what is going on and what we are experiencing is not what God intends for his creation. It's a way for us to begin to work through the grieving process, to express our hurt and our pain, but it's also a way for us to acknowledge that God ultimately is the one that can deal with the situation. God is the one that can handle these things and the one that we should turn to, and it forces us to look towards the future promise of hope that one day all injustice, all sickness, all disorder, all division, all that is evil in this world will be taken care of. And we can look forward to that day with hope. So I've been learning how to lament in this season, and I found it a powerful way to express my prayers to God. I think without adequately expressing our pain, our frustration, and our grief to God, then that can turn into anger and into bitterness, which is something I think we're seeing right now in our nation. So to adequately begin to heal means to bring lament before God. And so here's a little bit of what lament looks like. There's four stages to lament. The first part is that we choose to turn to God. When pain, suffering, and grief can often push us away from faith, lament is an intentional practice that brings all of those things back and presents them to God. We choose to talk to God instead of talking about God. Lament acknowledges that we have a heavenly Father who cares how we feel and what we're going through. And like a young child with a parent, we can unpack our feelings of frustration, hurt, disappointment, and injustice. We truly have a loving Father. And then the second stage of lament is to state your complaint, to bring your complaint before God. This is your chance to identify what's raging in your soul, to bring with all of your emotion, all of your frustration, and speak to God the injustice, the grief, the hurt, whatever it is that's raging in your soul. And in a culture that pushes us to two extremes, one, to deny those emotions and try to look towards optimism, or the other, to push us towards cynicism where we just give in and we say, it's always going to be this way, nothing's going to change, and I just am giving up. Lament causes us to walk that middle ground of feeling those feelings and acknowledging the realities around us that aren't right, but choosing to trust that we have a heavenly Father that wants to do something about it, that wants to hear our hearts expressed, and we make a decision to trust in Him. One of the difficulties of lament is that we often minimize our experiences and our pain and our suffering and say, well, it's really not that bad. Or we say, well, it's, you know, I shouldn't complain about this because it's not as bad as, and we identify some situation that's worse. But lament is an important part of the grieving process and the healing process. And when we choose to minimize what we're experiencing and the pains that we are carrying, even if we think they're not as big as something else, when we choose to minimize that, we don't effectively deal with it. And that grief, that pain will come out in other forms. And so the beauty of lament is that we can bring to God these massive, huge issues like racial inequality and some of the injustices that we've seen in our world. But yet at the same time, we can bring to him some of this what we would think as smaller frustrations or pain that we have maybe experienced personally that we can tend to kind of push away, but it matters to God just the same. Whatever it is that you're experiencing and feeling, lament is your opportunity to be honest before God and be honest before yourself about what that is and to state that out loud. There is something about being able to speak that and to be able to state that to God that begins a healing process. And then the third stage of lament is to ask boldly for help. Lament isn't just about airing our grievances. It's about choosing to turn to God and believing that he can do something about the situation. Lament invites us to dare to hope in God's promises as we ask for his help. And in the final stage of lament is a choice to trust. The whole reason that lament happens is because there's pain and frustration and situations in our life that we instinctively know shouldn't be this way, that it is not right. And so lament acknowledges that the reality that we're facing shouldn't be this way, and yet points us towards the hope that we have that God promises that one day he will deal unequivocally with the injustices of the world, that he will heal division, he will remove pain, he will wipe away every tear, and we will get to rejoice in the fullness of his creation as he created it to be. And so the power of lament is the ability to begin the healing process as we choose to turn to God instead of letting our pain and our suffering push us away from faith. Lament is a practice that brings us to God, and we get to unpack the things that are raging in our soul and state our complaints and state what we're experiencing, what we're going on, and then we ask God to intervene and to help, and we choose to trust. We choose to trust that we have a heavenly Father that is going to deal with those injustices. We have a heavenly Father that is going to bring healing to the world around us, and we look forward to that day. And so the question is, what is it on your heart in this season that you need to lament? What are the feelings of hurt, disappointment, pain, grief, anger, injustice that you are experiencing or you are seeing in the world around you that you are carrying with you? So in this moment, I don't want to just talk about lament, but I want to give you space to actually lament and to prayerfully bring these things to God. Carve out some quiet space wherever you are, and we're going to make a decision to intentionally turn to God. And I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to imagine God is sitting next to you with his arm around you, ready to hear your heart. Like a loving father, a caring friend, he's sitting with you in your pain, in your frustrations, and he's ready to listen to you. And right now, I want you to speak out loud to God the things that are on your heart. What is it that you are lamenting? What is the pain, the frustration, the anger, the injustice that you are experiencing? Speak that out loud in this moment to Heavenly Father that is listening to you and cares about what you are going through. What are the emotions that you are feeling as you are bringing your complaint? Is there grief? Is there anger? Is there sadness? Allow yourself to experience those emotions and acknowledge those before God. Now in this moment, speak out loud what you want God to do about those situations. Ask God in a specific way for His help in those circumstances. As you have expressed your heart to God, acknowledge your emotions, ask Him for help, now make a statement of trust. Make a statement to choose to trust in the hope that God has for us. Choose to trust that one day He will bring about justice and remove pain and heal division. And we will get to rejoice in the fullness of creation as He created it to be. In Jesus' name, amen. So be it.